on what is becoming a typical New Jersey winter afternoon. We welcome you inside the Multipurpose Activity Center here at Monmouth University for Monmouth College or Monmouth University basketball, and it's a big one this afternoon. The Monmouth Hawks to take on Siena. Monmouth at 16-14 on the season, 12-7 in the MAC Conference. Siena at 10-18 and 7-12 in the league. I'm Bob Lampen and joined by Greg Ott. And Greg, we talked about the weather outside before. It's miserable, but it could be miserable for either team if they don't come away with a win here this afternoon. But the Monmouth Hawks in pretty good position going into postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. The Hawks are now cemented into the number four seed going into the MAC tournament with Manhattan's win over Quinnipiac earlier today. The Siena seed also is cemented with the St. Peter's win over Iona earlier today.
Okay.
So it's actually somewhat of a meaningless outcome, but both teams want to go into the MAC tournament on a high.
I think that's the big thing. Anytime you take the court in any athletic endeavor, you want to obviously win the game. But going into the postseason is important to be on a positive note in terms of the mental preparation and all. Especially you look at Siena, they've lost four in a row, and Monmouth with two losses in a row.
Yeah, and even going further back, Siena, I believe it's 8 of their last 10 that they've lost, and they just they lose their leading scorer to an injury, Rob Poole. So, a lot of things going on with Siena, but if they can get some of the other pieces around them, they do have, six players averaging 8 points or more. So if they get some of those other complementary parts clicking, that'll be good for them. And also, Monmouth didn't look all that great in the game against Ryder last time out. The offense was really kind of stalling a little bit. So you want to get those kinks kind of worked out and go into the tournament with a little momentum.
Well, if you're looking to build your offense, if you look at statistics, at least Siena is the team you want to do it with. Monmouth winning the last time they played at 83-64 to tie the overall series at 3 apiece, but Siena has struggled a bit defensively this season.
Yeah, a lot of high scoring games. I mean, you look at their stats and they're averaging quite a few points, but they're giving up just as many, if not more. You look at a lot of their games. A lot of the games are played in the 80s. A lot of their games, the winning team has 80 points. So, this is a game where Monmouth can maybe make a few shots, feel good about their offense, and again, go into the MAC tournament feeling pretty good about their offense.
Well, I think one of the guys that Monmouth really needs to get untracked a little bit going into the playoffs is Andrew Nicholas.
Yeah, Red Nicholas, when he's hot, that gives Monmouth just a different dynamic. When he's hitting threes, everybody else is better in addition to Red Nicholas. You've seen when he really gets hot last year against Canisius, a couple games this year where he's just knocking down three after three after three. The interior guys are better. Max DeLeo is a lot more effective with an extra, second or two to get that shot off. So everybody is better when Red Nicholas is on his game.
Well, Greg, I think another area that Monmouth really needs to work on, even today as you prepare for the playoffs in the MAC Conference, is rebounding. Ryder did a job on him the other night, banged him up pretty bad on the backboards. And, you get to playoff basketball, you get the more half-court stuff and all, you got to bang the boards.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the Monmouth bigs, when they've played well, Monmouth has played well. You have Brees Kafani, when he's not only grabbing rebounds, but blocking shots on the defensive end, it's a completely different Monmouth team. And the same thing can go for Zach Tillman and Chris Brady as well. When they're really banging the boards and giving them second, third opportunities, any team is going to do better when they get extra opportunities close in at the other end.
Well, obviously the bigs rebounding are critically important, but the other thing for the Monmouth Hawks throughout the season, the guy who has really been leading them, both offensively and actually picks up almost 4 rebounds himself, is, quote, 5'10", and you can't convince me of that at all, but Justin Robinson has been really doing it all.
Yeah, I mean he's a huge player in a little man's body. As he goes, the Monmouth Hawks go. He's just the engine that makes them go. And, it's those effort plays that he gives you, along with a Max DeLeo. Those two players really play much bigger than they are because of their effort level.
Right.
So, when the Hawks are really playing well, and even when they're not playing well, those two players really give them a different dynamic to push them over the top.
We've talked about it earlier in the season. Struggled a little bit in midseason, the play of Deion Jones, but it looks like Deion's got himself on track recently.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Deion's a player who can be a little streaky at times, but, you know, last game he really was making a few shots and really, you know, gave the Hawks a lift, even though they couldn't come out on top against Ryder.
Well, we know that King Rice likes to use a lot of players. He's gone with between 9 and 10 player rotation throughout the year. Now's the time he really should have that rotation settled in. And right now, what do you think coach is emphasizing in a game like this and then going into the playoffs?
Well, I mean, in a game like this, I mean, after last game, you know, you usually preach defense. But after last game where they really kind of took some questionable shots and, you know, maybe didn't work the offense quite as well to get good shots.
And missed a bunch of foul shots.
And missed a bunch of foul shots. So I think offensively is where, you know, the team is really working. I think defensively, they've really kind of fine-tuned some things. They're holding teams, you know, to a reasonable point total. A lot of games in the 50s and 60s. So I think right now it's shot selection and also just the maybe the simplest thing in all of basketball, just making your foul shots. There was a stretch late in the game where, you know, the Hawks missed 4 straight free throws where, you know, it really could have changed the way the outcome came out against Ryder. So, you know, offensively, taking good shots, shot selection, and also when you get a free opportunity at the charity stripe to knock down those free throws.
All right, well, our pregame show is presented by First Atlantic Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcreditunion.com, and we're going to take a 2-minute break, so stay with us. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. We'll be right back. And we are back inside here at Monmouth University, getting set for MAC Conference Basketball, the final regular season game between these two teams. And we're looking forward to a good matchup. Two teams that are pointed toward the playoffs. We know that Monmouth has secured a first round bye. They will be taking on Canisius on Saturday up in Albany, New York. So they're in preparation for that. They want to win this one, but they also want to be sure that they are prepared for the playoffs. Our starter lineups are presented by ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch. Visit ServProEatontownLongBranch.com. And starting first for Siena, we'll go through their lineup. At guard, it'll be number 1, Marcus Wright. Wright, a 6-foot, 160-pound sophomore from Waldorf, Maryland. Averages just under 13 points a game. He's a good one, 58 steals on the season. Also in the backcourt will be number 1. Make that Marcus Wright will be starting. Also in the backcourt will be Himes. And Evan Himes, an outstanding player. That was a quick switch on the starting lineup. Himes, a 5'9", 148-pound senior guard from Durham, North Carolina. And he's played very consistently throughout the year. 20 points the other night against Quinnipiac. Also starting will be Willem Brandwick. Brandwick, a 6'8", 229-pound freshman from the Netherlands, Voorburg, the Netherlands. Averages just under 3 points a game. And he's been starting most recently. He started 11 of the 28 games. Also starting today at center, the big guy, Javion Ogunyemi, 6'9", 239-pound sophomore from Troy, New York. Averages 9.4 points a game and 4.7 rebounds, 42 blocks on the season. And he's certainly done a tremendous job this year. Third in field goal percentage in the MAC at 54.3% in his shooting percentage. Number 24, Levon Long, will be the fifth starter. He's a combination guard forward at 6'7", 222 pounds. Out of Baltimore, Maryland, he's a very consistent player, 34 double-figure games on the season, and 61 career double figures, so 20 points versus Manhattan. Very, very consistent kind of guy. His last name is Long, and he's Long indeed. So that's the starting lineup for Siena. For the Monmouth Hawks, Deion Jones will be starting. Deion Jones averages 12.4 points a game. Brees Kafani, the transfer from Providence, that comes in at 6.6 points a game, 5.9 rebounds a game, and second in the MAC conference in block shots. The hustle man, Max D'Elia, will be starting in the backcourt. 6 points a game, 3.1, 41 steals on the season. Justin Robinson, got to be a guy up in the running for first-team All-MAC this year. I don't know whether he's going to make it, but he certainly performed well. 13.3 points a game, 3.3 rebounds. 40 shooting 40% from three-point land, 47 out of 118. And a bit of a surprise, we talked about Andrew Nicholas. And Andrew Nicholas will be starting tonight. He's been coming off the bench all season. So, maybe they're trying to do something psychologically for Andrew to get him going.
Yeah, you know, whether it's a psychological lift, whether it's just, hey, it's senior day, it's your last game, you know, go get the start. I know a lot of coaches like to do that for their seniors, you know, with the other seniors. You got Brees in the starting lineup. You got DeLeo in the starting lineup. So I think that's probably just a little bit of a sentimental move by King Rice, giving everybody in the senior class the start tonight.
Might be, but I'll tell you what, he's certainly worthy of it.
No,
it'll be interesting to see if there's any change in terms of his mental attitude coming in as a starter tonight.
Hey, if that's the end result of it, you get him a little bit of a psychological edge and hitting shots early in the game, that's certainly a good little, you know, attribute to take out of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, our starting line was presented by ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch. Visit ServProEatontownLongBranch.com. So, both of the teams are still in front of their benches, just about ready to get this one underway. And our opening tip will be presented to us by Coke Zero. Right now, both teams a little bit anxious. They want to get started. It's a 4:30 start, so kind of an unusual starting time for both teams.
Yeah, you know, and it's, with Monmouth undertaking the production role in ESPN3, all these games on ESPN3 online, and that seems to be the little bit of a holdup right now. They're finishing their open, and in just a few moments, the timeout coordinator will sit down on the other side of the court and we'll tip it up.
Okay, the starting lineups are out there. As I said, Sienna pulled a fast one on us with a quick change there, but we were able to manage to pick it up on the fly. Joe's Pizza is one of our proud sponsors. Located at 230 Wall Street in West Long Branch, proud to support the Hawks. Give them a call, 732-222-1027, or visit joespizzalongbranch.com today. So the two centers are out there waiting to get started, kind of pacing around. Always get a kick out of looking at different habits of players before a game. Some are smiling and happy. Some have their game faces on, and others just are saying, come on, let's get this thing going. So here we go. Just getting ready to start now. Sienna will be moving left to right on your radio dial. The tip is controlled by the Monmouth Hawks. Justin Robinson in the backcourt. Robinson wears number 12, guarded closely by Marcus Wright at the top. They rotate it to Nicholas on the right side. He spins down the lane, ducks inside, and that one just a bit too long and knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by William Brandwick, so the Hawks will keep it underneath.
And just as you said, they give it right to Nicholas, let him do some work and see if he can start off hot.
Yeah, he was in good position. Right off the inbounds, a quick pass to Jones. He missed the jumper, came back with the rebound. They reverse it, Nicholas to the corner. Jones guarded by Brandwick. Quick move on the baseline, so quick that it was a traveling violation.
Yeah, they say he shuffled the feet just a little bit, just couldn't hold that pivot foot.
So first attack now for Sienna in the backcourt with the basketball is Marquise Wright. Wright with a high screen from Ogunyami. Brandwick corner. Long has it, kicks it back out, back to Himes. Monmouth coming out man-to-man. They try to go inside. They duck it to Long, tipped away, but he managed to rebound it. 9 seconds on the shot clock. High screen. Quick move, Himes, pull up, 17-footer, off the mark. Offensive rebound run down on the baseline by Wright, gets inside. Kafani may have gotten a hand on that one. And DeLeo comes up with the loose ball. 2-on-2, the Hawks. Jones in transition, penetrates down the lane. Too many steps, so Deion Jones, 2 possessions and 2 travels.
Yeah, the 2 travels, but then on the other end of the court, you really saw the effect of Brees Kafani. He didn't block anything. He didn't grab a rebound, but his length really affected 2 shots and affected that turnover that sent the ball the other way.
Here's Wright on the right side. Got it to Ogunyemi. Long at the top. Dribbles inside the lane. Has to pull up from 17 feet. Kicks it out. Pull up jumper. Too long by Wright. Beautiful rebound. Ogunyemi doing what he does so well. The 6'9 sophomore with the offensive rebound and the putback. Siena draws first blood at 2-0.
Yeah, Kofani had position. He just mistimed his jump and allowed, you know, the Siena player to get it from behind.
Monmouth with the basketball. Robinson on the left side. About 22 feet away. Looks for the screen from Nicholas. Still has it. Crossover dribble down the lane. Bounce pass on the back door. Reverse layup by Nicholas. Beautiful move by Robinson to Nicholas.
Yeah, just a pretty offensive move. The handle on a string for Robinson, and he got the cutting Nicholas.
So that ties it at 2 apiece. Siena has the basketball. Long, long pass out to Branwick. Wright dumps it inside. Long with a beautiful cut. Missed the open shot. And Long thought he got fouled as he came down with it, but Deion Jones comes away the other way. Quick pass. Nicholas puts it on the floor. Nice ball movement by Monmouth as Robinson spins. Beautiful ball movement. DeLeo to the corner. Deion Jones from deep from the right side. Kofani with the offensive rebound. Monmouth doing a great job of moving the basketball.
Yeah, and again, as I talked about in the pregame, shot selection. They're really sharing the basketball and getting a good shot.
2-2 the score. 17 minutes to play, first half. Kofani on the left block. Tries to back in. Spins against Long. And that one bounced off the foot of Kofani. So out of bounds to Siena. Kofani will take a rest, and Zach Tillman checks in for the first time.
Ogunyemi was able to poke it away, went off the foot of Kofani and out of bounds.
16:55 left, first half. Siena with the basketball. Himes, nice bounce pass inside. Smooth move, but knocked away. Long's had some tough times inside. He's had a couple of good looks. From deep, Nicholas. Bingo! Three-pointer for Andrew Nicholas.
Yeah, good just transition offense. And when Andrew Nicholas is going well, that's the shot that he's making.
That's the confidence we saw last year. Ogunyemi with Tillman on him. 16-20. First half, 5-2. Monmouth has the lead. Siena knocking it around in the perimeter. 12 on the shot clock. On the left side, Long puts it on the floor. Ogunyemi from the right side. May have been out of his range a bit. Nicholas comes down with the rebound. And again, Monmouth looks to run. This time it's Deion Jones on the pull-up. So the track meet is on. Here comes Wright the other way for Siena. Between the legs, down the lane. Scoop move. Wouldn't go. Now it's Mama's turn to run. Robinson going to try to take it himself. Goes behind the back. The pass to Jones, and Jones was fouled.
Yeah, good job on defense by the Hawks. You can tell the size of the Hawks is really bothering Siena inside, and that's presenting transition opportunities for the Hawks.
And there's our first media timeout, so we'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Or visit them online at scalispizzeria.com. 15:46 remaining, 5-2 the score, Monmouth on top. And you know, Greg, Monmouth came out, and one thing you can see they want to do, they want to push the basketball today.
Yeah, you know, I think they believe that they can score against Siena, as you know, a lot of teams have this year. So, you know, they want to push the tempo, and Siena, on the other hand, has really tried to get in deep and score on the interior, but they're just 1 of 9. They haven't shot a three-point shot yet today, but you know, they're getting in deep. It's just the length of Tillman and Kofani has really caused havoc for them.
It'll be Deion Jones at the line. Dips, fires, and nothing but net on the first attempt. Deion at 12.4 points a game, 79% on the season from the foul line. And 2 out of 2, nothing but net for Jones to make it 7-2. Monmouth on top. Monmouth retreats quickly. Picks up in their man-to-man defense. The point guard, number one, Marquise Wright, brings it across. Long rotates at the top. Coming across from the right side is White. The right elbow is Long. Long looking inside. Ogunyemi was guarded. Quick move. baseline, not the jumper, just passed out. Maurice White has checked in during that timeout for Siena. So it's Maurice White and Marquise Wright. And from downtown, a long three by Evan Himes, the 5'9 guard out of Durham, North Carolina, makes it 7-5.
Yeah, not much the Monmouth defense could do about that one. They played it well and just a solid shot.
Straight man-to-man defense by Siena. Robinson dribbling around at the top. Now it's Deion Jones looking to cross over. Loves to penetrate. Little bump with the left elbow to clear a shot for him and off the front rim. Right with the rebound. Here comes Siena. In row. Long has to kick it out. Maurice White from deep. That one too long. Nice block out by Tillman, enabling DeLeo to come down with the rebound. Max DeLeo at the top. Guarded by White. Robinson barks out the play. High screen Tillman. Tillman went down the lane. Was open. He gets it. No. They tried to get it to him, but a nice steal by Wright. And they go the other way, right to the basket, powering hard, down to the ground he goes, but the ball drops for Evan Himes to tie the score at 7. Himes is tough, he can score.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he took it hard to the basket, took maybe a little bit of contact and was able to finish.
Andrew Nicholas looking for the screen, he's got that spin move inside. And the third travel in the first half called on the Monmouth Hawks.
Number 23.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that one.
He
had the spin move. He stopped. I don't think there was an extra step on that, but the person who matters disagrees.
Yep. So after the turnover, Chris Brady checks in for Monmouth along with the freshman guard Austin Tillman. And Siena has it. They get it down low. Oguyemi in the corner. Nice reversal. This time the reversal by Siena. And wide open for the three was Wright, but he came up empty. And Nicholas with another rebound. Tillman. Monmouth looking very, very crisp with their passing. Moving it around. Back inside to Brady. Now Brady operates with the right hand. You don't see the right hand hook too often from Brady. And based on that one, you know why.
Yeah, exactly.
Shot was missed by Maurice White, and Robinson goes the other way. Jones was open. The bounce pass would have been a layup, but instead it's deflected out by Siena.
Yeah, a couple trips in a row. The Hawks couldn't take advantage of a Siena player falling down. This time it was on the offensive end for Siena. The last time just the defender just dropped, but they couldn't take advantage of it.
Hey, tripping over those lines out there. Monmouth 2 out of 8 from the field so far. Siena 3 for 14. Tillman and Robinson in the backcourt play catch. Robinson signals the play. Jones looking to curl across the elbow. Didn't get the pass. Now it's Robinson trying to spin. Nice job by Wright on the defense, but Robinson penetrating hard and drew the foul.
When the Hawks have been at their best today, it's on Justin Robinson penetration. Everything good has started from that, whether it's he dumps it down to another player for an open shot or he gets fouled himself like that last play.
So Robinson will shoot a pair. For the latest information on Monmouth University Athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at MonmouthHawks.com.
Number 21, Jimmy Page, checks in for Siena. Number 30, Colin Stort for Monmouth.
Jimmy Page, number 21, a 6'4 guard from Bridgeport, Ohio, is checked in for Siena. Colin Stewart, number 30 for the Monmouth Hawks, also came in. So Robinson makes it, I believe it's 8-7. Oh, the alley-oop wide open. Monmouth got caught flat-footed in the back. As Brandwick was wide open for the alley-oop and the soft dunk. You can't turn your head on defense like that. Robinson bounces to Kafani. Kafani fumbles with it in the lane. And they were looking for 3-second call. They didn't get it. Now it's Brady. Monmouth looks a little disorganized on this possession. And Tillman just puts his head down and takes it to the basket. And let's see, it's going to be out of bounds off of Siena.
Number 13,
so Monmouth will keep it. Andrew Nicholas back on. Brady leaves. And Robinson underneath on the left side, left of the basket, will trigger the inbounds. Nicholas kicks around to the left corner. They block off the pass to Kafani. Collin Stewart, quick dribble and pop from deep for three. Collin Stewart had a great game the last time these two teams played, and that kid can shoot when he gets it going.
Absolutely. All the other talk that I've had about shot selection, if he's got the ball beyond the three-point arc, it's a good shot.
So Stewart picks up where he left off the last time against Siena. He had 20 in that one. That was a three-pointer to make it 12-9. Great rotation passing that time by Siena. And Wright made a beautiful baseline cut and then a whistle. Referee Ed Corbett making the call.
Foul number 13, Andrew Nicholas, his first personal.
So with the score 12-9, Monmouth has the lead. It is an official timeout, so we will take a one-minute break. Hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. Monmouth on top by the count of 12-9 with 11:35 remaining here in the first half. This is MAC Conference Basketball. Bob Lampin and Greg Ott with you. And Greg, the Hawks have done a lot of good things in terms of getting out on the break and attacking the basketball. But shooting-wise, they're struggling a little bit at 30%, according to the statistic right now. 3 for 10 from the field. Siena at 4 out of 15. So Monmouth in a situation where you want to get the early lead. If they converted a couple of more of those, they'd be in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can think of two shots that the Monmouth has hit, just deep outside three-pointers by Stewart and Nicholas. Not a lot going on to the basket.
And at the foul line for Siena is Marcus Wright. Marquise Wright hit the first free throw. 67% from the line. Hits both free throws. Siena comes out. Full court press. And they steal the inbound. The high inbound pass by Nicholas. Picked off by Wright. And Wright has it. Backs it back out. Allows for his team to get organized. Monmouth man-to-man. Austin Tillman against Himes. They run a little weave at the top. Does Siena. Wright tried to spin. Wasn't there. Oliver has it. And 10 seconds on the shot clock, and this time Himes backs it back out. Himes backed it out and then stepped into a long three-pointer that was missed, and Stewart with the rebound. The outlet to DeLeo. DeLeo powers to the basket, and his pass intended for Kafani was fumbled, and they go the other way. Wright called for a travel. It looked like they were going to have a foul, but Ed Corbett from outside saw the extra little pitter-patter step, took it away.
Yeah, turnovers becoming the story right now.
Stewart had a good look for a second, elected not to shoot it. So the three-point shooters are out there, Nicholas and Stewart, along with DeLeo, Kafani, and Austin Tillman. Justin Robinson taking a break. Here's DeLeo on the right corner, bounces inside on the right block. Kafani trying to spin out of it, and he travels.
Yeah, I guess they said he dragged the pivot.
He did. He did. Kafani really not used to playing that block on the other side. He's generally on the left block. That time he got caught on the right block, and you could tell he was a little bit uncomfortable. So Siena has it, trailing it 12-11. And they kick it out to Oliver. He's got a smooth stroke from out there, but in and out. And now it's Austin Tillman for Monmouth. Ahead of the field, Kafani. And coming over to commit the foul was Ryan Oliver. Kafani caught up in the air. Oliver, good hard foul, nothing dirty about it, but Kafani went down hard to the ground.
Yeah, as you know, people from Monmouth, you hate to see Kafani go down hard like that, but that's what you teach on a breakaway attempt like that. You go high and go hard and don't let him score.
He went high, hard across the arm. You can't fault them for that at all. So they'll give Kafani a few seconds to walk around and catch his breath. He did go down hard.
Yeah, when you go hard into the stanchion there, they're going to take an extra look, make sure you don't have too many cobwebs up there.
And Schifani misses the first free throw. 63% from the line on the season. LeVon Long has checked back on for Siena. So one more for Schifani. Interesting that he shoots his free throws with his right hand. In most of his other shots, he goes up with his left.
Yeah, you know, just as kind of crazy as the pregame routines are, sometimes players have different quirks like that.
So the free throw by Schifani makes it 12-11. Monmouth has the lead. 10 minutes remaining in the first half on the baseline. And they have to kick it back out. Good pass, actually, by Long. And it's a three-pointer.
By Marquise Wright.
So Marquise Wright, quick release on that one. Here's DeLeo. Nicholas, my goodness, that's about 30 feet out. And that one, nothing but air. Even for Andrew Nicholas, that's too far out.
Yeah, you know, even just seeing the air ball, I'm not sure he really had quite enough awareness where he was on the court.
LeVon looking inside, wasn't there. Oliver pops out on the left, right at the elbow. Pull-up jumper 14 feet away. That one missed. Rebound Nicholas. Outlet Tillman. Tillman on the right side. Stutter step behind the back. Down the lane. Beautiful dish to Tillman. Tillman had the double pump and missed it. Everything was pretty except for the shot. Here's Himes. Quick move on the baseline. 10-foot pull-up, and he's an offensive machine when he gets it going. So Evan Himes knocks it in. Himes now with 7 points on 3 out of 5 from the field. Siena with the three-point cushion. Stolen away. Nice steal by Brandwick. And DeLeo comes back and stole that one right back. And let's see who they're going to call the foul on.
Foul number one, Marquise Wright.
So Marquise Wright picked up the foul. So Wright has the foul. DeLeo has the steal.
Well, you know, Brandwick got the initial steal, but looked like he hesitated a little bit on the pass, and that led it was right, a little too much. DeLeo was able to sneak in from behind and make the steal.
Colin Stewart has come back on. Schifani takes a rest. 8 minutes, 45 seconds remaining here in the first half. Colin Stewart on the left side. Circling out is Jones. Tillman from the right side deep. Looks to Jones. Jones loves the power down the lane. He's got a great way of making the move down the lane. He just gets that left arm and just sticks it out. Not quite enough to get the charge call, but enough to clear the defender away.
Yeah, you know, Ogun Yemi kind of had his hands on Deion Jones on the drive. And he just kind of raised his hand. He didn't push off, but he kind of had the right to that space.
So Jones at the line, shooting two. Hits the first, so he's 3 for 3 from the line.
That's certainly good to see after a couple big misses from Jones from the line the other night.
Yep. And jinxed him there as he missed the second one. Yeah, Deion had two key misses with about a minute to go in that Rider game that could have tied the game. The lob inside. And last to touch it was Monmouth. Ogun Yemi with great position and a good feed. He didn't really handle the pass real well. Kind of bobbled around, enabled Monmouth to knock it away.
Yeah, Austin Tillman coming from the weak side, knocked it out.
So Long will inbound it all the way back out to Ryan Oliver. Here's Himes again, puts it on the floor, again goes to the basket. And well, I'll tell you what. He puts it on the floor. He goes to the basket. He knows how to create contact as he kind of leaned in on Deion Jones and was able to draw the call.
Yeah, I think the best comparison I can make for Evan Himes is kind of a Russ Smith from, you know, he used to play for Louisville. Just a diminutive guard, but just lightning quick.
Yep. So Himes hits the first. ...76% free throw shooter on the season, coming in the game at 66 out of 87. Hits two there. And Siena with their largest lead at 18-14. Here comes the full court pressure again. This time Monmouth breaks it. Tillman Angles across at midcourt. Stewart has it. Man-to-man by Sienna. Monmouth trying to spread the floor. Nicholas wants it down near the low block. And nice move by Nicholas and great help defense as they knock it away. But Monmouth will have it after this official's timeout. Right now it's Sienna 18 and the Monmouth Hawks 14. We'll take a 1 minute break and you're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Fans, the Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke, McClune's, the Asbury Park Press, and Barnabas Health, Monmouth Medical, for their tremendous support throughout the season. And this the final home game of the season. The Monmouth Hawks and Sienna will be moving up to Albany, New York, March 5th to the 9th for the MAC Conference Tournament. And right now, 7:51 remaining, and it's 18-14. Sienna has the lead over the Monmouth Hawks. And thus far, Himes doing a good job for Sienna. Himes with 9 points on 3 out of 5 shooting. And Andrew Nicholas leading the way for Monmouth. 2 for 5 from the floor with 5 points. Monmouth has it underneath. Robinson gets it to Stewart. Stewart almost tied up, powers down the lane and drew the foul. Good move by Colin Stewart to recognize that and just take it to the hoop.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of letting him play. Got swiped at a few times, probably a couple fouls that could have been called on the way, but they'll take the foul in the act of shooting.
At the line for Monmouth, number 30, Colin Stewart.
So the referee's talking about something, not sure what it was. I think it may have been who they called the foul on.
Yeah, that usually is what it is in that case, and they will take a look at the monitor to make sure they got the right individual. But again, what kind of jumps out to me in looking at the stats right now is 9 turnovers already for Monmouth. That's where, you know, 7 fewer shots. Sienna's 6 for 20 from the floor. Monmouth 3 for 13 just to get 7 fewer shots because the Hawks have turned it over a little too much.
Monmouth winning the rebounding battle thus far at 15-10, so they're doing a good job on the boards. And I think that's what it was. The Sienna coach, Jimmy Patsos, was just double-checking to be sure they had the right guy. Stewart misses the first free throw. Colin Stewart, 71% from the free throw line on the season. There's the good stroke there as that one bottomed out. So he hits 1 out of 2 to make it 18-15. And the Twin Towers return for Monmouth. Zach Tillman and Brees Kafani. Tillman at 6'10", Kafani at 6'9". Monmouth in the man-to-man. Sienna has it. Oliver put it on the floor and down in the corner. An off-the-ball foul was called, a hold. So Kafani called on the foul as he reached out and got a piece of Ogunyemi away from the basketball. Sienna basketball underneath on the left side. Long has it, looks for someone deep. And they just got that one in. And now Sienna will set up. Max DeLeo out front. DeLeo now charged with trying to slow down Himes, who's been a scoring machine so far. Ogunyemi on the right side, trying to get inside the lane, double teamed by Kafani. They get it to Long. Long has to kick it out. 15 feet away is White. Nothing he can do with it. So good job by Monmouth that time. 8 on the shot clock. Himes trying to dribble and dance, kicks it deep. And a long three. Nice 3-point shot that time by Ryan Oliver.
3-point.
Oliver, interesting case. He started the season 12 out of 17 as Sienna comes up with the steal. And Himes has it rejected by Kafani. Beautiful block. You go the other way. Nicholas to DeLeo. DeLeo for 2 down the lane. And that will bring the crowd to his feet.
A real good discipline there by Brees Kafani not to go into Himes, but he's got such a size advantage to sprint back and get the block.
And as we were talking, Himes with a nice feed underneath. And the basket by Long to make it 23-17. Robinson, he's trying to feel it. That went in and out. Loose ball midcourt. Robinson gets it. Justin again inside the lane. Now it's Max DeLeo as they slow it down. Good ball fake by Robinson. He's in amongst the trees saying, help me, gets it to DeLeo. Justin Robinson looked a little frustrated on that possession. Backs it back out smartly, 12 on the shot clock. And they are really doing a job against Robinson, but it's Tillman inside on the miss, and Nicholas knocks it out.
Yeah, I think that frustration on the face of Justin Robinson is just, there was no option there. And even though they worked through the possession and tried to get a good shot, even that was a very contested opportunity for the Hawks. So the offense not quite presenting itself with a high percentage shot.
Siena's doing a good job on Robinson. Anytime he looks to penetrate, there's two guys all over him. Here's White in the lane. Gives it to the corner. And they reverse it all the way out. Long, high skip pass. And Marquise Wright will slow things down on the right side. Dribbles left. Puts it on his right hand. There's another nice, beautiful baseline jumper. And you got to love the stroke by Ryan Oliver. I mentioned that he started the year 12 out of 17 on three-point makes and then missed his next 15 in a row. But he looks like he's getting back in gear right now. And now it's Bree Scafani, Greg, again, away from the basketball.
Yeah, you know, his two fouls, both away from the basketball. That's really not what you want to see from Bree Scafani. He seems extremely upset with the call, but you know, you just can't get into those off-the-ball battles like that.
Well, you know, we played for Providence in the Big East, so they're known for physical play. Brought some of that here, and that's really helped the Bomb of the Hawks, his attitude and his physical play in the way that the rest of the guys play defense. A lot tougher this year than they had been last year. Rising up for another three was Oliver. That time he missed it. It's a two-on-two break. The high lob and the jam by Brady.
That's a great job by Brady running without the basketball. He saw Robinson up ahead, and he just sprinted to the spot. Robinson found him.
Good point. That's an excellent point, Greg. Chris Brady just really unselfish, loves to run the floor, fills the lane. And if you reward a big guy, he'll keep running for you all night if he gets the pass. The reverse out to right, bounce pass on the right side. Ogunyemi dropped the shoulder, called on the offensive foul. Wright made a good pass. Ogunyemi made a good move, but defender right there, he's got to be able to either spin away or pull up.
Yeah, better job defensively by Deion Jones, sliding to the spot, getting to the spot before the offensive player, taking the contact, taking the dive, and getting the call.
So Mike Wilson checks into the game for Siena. Wilson has only played in six games this season, so he's getting a little bit of time early. Here's Deion Jones for Monmouth. 25-19, Siena has the lead. Six-point edge, doing a good job defensively on Robinson. And again, Robinson trying to force his way down. Pull-up jumper, in and out. And Siena looks to run again. Three-on-three. Marquise Wright, very impressive at the point for Siena. Knows when to back it out, knows when to push it. Brandwick, Wright. Wright again on the right side. They're trying to go down low. That time they were looking for Long, but they can't get it to him, so they have to bring it back out. Seven on the shot clock. High screen for Wright. Wright stutter step. Brandwick from three-point land. Got it.
Three-point basket.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks like a European player where all the all the bigs can shoot.
Brandwick from the Netherlands. Beautiful stroke on the three-pointer. And here's Jones. He's trying to force his way through. Loose ball. Robinson has it. Quick dribble in the lane. Pull-up jumper. That one's short. Robinson, how does he get it back? Got it to Brady. Brady on the miss. Now it's Jones. Boy, a whole lot of nothing going on out there.
That is broken play after broken play right there.
28-19 is our score. And then Wilson commits the foul as Robinson out at the top. Wilson reached out and got a piece of him. So there's timeout on the floor. as both teams return to their benches. Siena on top of the Monmouth Hawks by the count of 28-19. We'll take a 60-second break. Coming back with more basketball right after this. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Top of Monmouth by the count of 28-19, 2 minutes and 39 seconds remaining here in the first half. And Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, just north of Pier Village on the ocean in Long Branch, is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. So, Greg, 28-19, you've got to give Siena credit. They've really done a good job in terms of mixing it up offensively. And defensively, they've really done an excellent job. They've shut pretty much Justin Robinson down. Robinson, only 2 points here in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the penetration hasn't really been working for Justin Robinson. He finally gets a call. There has been a lot of contact, but they're not calling it today. So Justin Robinson, has to battle through that.
And one.
Robinson at the line, shooting 1-1. The first shot bottoms out. So Robinson now with 3 points in the half. Justin 47, make it 48 out of 119 for a 3-point shot so far this year, and from the foul line at 79%. So far they've shut him down on the trays. He did the job at the line there to make it 28-21. Ryan Oliver on the right side kicks to the corner. And we've got a foul inside. And it looks like it's going to be on Deion Jones again, away from the ball. So Long was trying to establish position down low, and Jones didn't want him to. So Jones got a piece of him. The referee said that's too much.
Yeah, Jones trying to deny. A little question whether he slipped or whether he was pushed, but they called the push.
Two personal fouls on Jones, stolen away. And Robinson went up high and dropped it in. I was waiting to see if he was going to try to dunk it. Instead, he got almost above the rim and just dropped it down off the quick steal by Monmouth. And Siena calls a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Siena on top, 28-23.
Yeah, you know, Robinson did go up as though he was going to try to dunk it. He didn't go off the window. He just kind of, you know, I think he got up there to a certain level and said, nope, this isn't going to happen. I'm just going to teardrop it in. But, you know, Jimmy Patsos in kind of quick trigger fashion doesn't like the turnover that sprung Monmouth and calls the quick timeout. It's one of the more active coaches on the sideline, active and vocal.
No question, Jimmy Patsos in his second year. Former head coach at Loyola in Maryland. 8 seasons as an assistant to Gary Williams in Maryland. Won a national championship when he was with Maryland. So we're back to action. Siena has the ball. Closing in on the 2-minute mark here in the first half. Himes, the pull-up jumper high off the window. And that one missed. Rebound ripped down by Siena and then taken away by DeLeo. Jones in transition. Jones strong to the hoop. And that's his strength. Open court, going hard to the basket.
Yeah, you know, as a 6'5", 6'6", type player with a good handle, if you take 2 dribbles and get to the basket like that, chances are you're going to either make the bucket or get fouled.
Willem Brandwick picked up the personal foul. That's his first foul. Jones at the line, shooting a pair. And Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider. Ryan Oliver leaves the game and he's replaced by LeVon Long for Siena. And Jones hits the free throw to make it 28-24. So Siena up by 4. Wright brings it across, signals play number 5. Himes has it, guarded by DeLeo right at the top. Bounce to the left side, down low. Brandwork. Back to Brandwork in the corner. This time he spots up. Great block out that time by Deion Jones, but the ball landed on the floor and the loose ball easily picked up by White for Siena, and he dropped it in to make it 30-24.
I think Nicholas might have gotten a piece of the initial shot and then made the other shot fall a little short. So even though Jones had the position, it Didn't work.
Beautiful pass underneath. Jones can't get it to go. And the tip is missed. Rebound taken down. So Nicholas found him, but Deion Jones couldn't convert with Brandwork right in his face.
Come on, Justin.
Robinson. And Nicholas got a piece of it, knocked it away from Brandwork. The ball kind of fumbled around. Nicholas thought it went off of Brandwork, but Ed Corbett, our referee, said no way. Siena will keep it.
For the Saints, number 21, Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page back on for Siena. Austin Tillman has returned for the Monmouth Hawks. So Robinson and Tillman in the backcourt. DeLeo, Nicholas, and Jones up front for Monmouth. Page had a good ball fake. Nothing there. Now it's Long out front. Jones all over Long. Here's Himes. Takes it to the basket. Tough move. Got past DeLeo. And Tillman, the freshman guard, fights for it. In transition, it's Nicholas. Bounce pass to Jones. And that one knocked away. That time, Jones kind of went up a little bit soft, I thought.
Yeah, you know, a couple times in a row, Nicholas has been able to find Jones inside, but, you know, just you'd like to see Jones go a little bit stronger to the hoop.
Yeah, he was kind of caught underneath the basket, though. I think he was kind of trying to figure out where he was. So the inbound goes to Nicholas. 24 seconds remaining. 6-point lead for Siena, 30-24. Robinson just holds the ball on his hip out by midcourt. Siena stays back defensively. Robinson signals it. Tells Jones to get to the other side. High screen by Nicholas. 7 seconds. 5 seconds. Robinson's going to take it down the lane. High off the glass. Got a good look. But the shot wouldn't go. The heave the other way is way short. And they will go into the halftime break. Siena has to be happy the way things are right now. They lead it by the score of 30-24. A good first half for Siena.
Yeah, I mean, they've held Monmouth to just 6 of 25 shooting, you know, 24%, to only make 6 field goals. Monmouth has made up for it a little bit at the free throw line with 10 of 14 opportunities. But, you know, if you tell Jimmy Patsos at the beginning of the game you're going to hold Monmouth to 6 field goals in the first half, you have to take it.
I think you would take it indeed. All right, we're going to take a 2-minute break. Then we'll be back with Asbury Park Press beat reporter Josh Newman. The score at the half, 30-24. Siena on top of Monmouth. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.